Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. As we respond to this divine invitation, let us bring with us our busyness, all the affairs of daily life, perhaps some of which are burdensome, perhaps because they're too numerous, or because they bring problems. Let us bring these before the Lord and lay them down at the foot of the cross. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. The words of Jesus, after Philip had said that there were Greeks who wanted to see the Lord. And this was the moment when Jesus seemed to have an advance knowledge of possibly two events, the crucifixion and the ascension. In that context, then, we review this saying of I am incarnate. And although it hasn't been particularly obvious, there has been a progression in our sayings today. We owe it to Robert Colson that he has reminded us of something which we knew very well, but he has expressed in a different way, and that is the threefoldness of the divine, the threefold nature of God. And this not dressed up in academic theological dress of a doctrine of a Trinity, so much as the eternal wisdom of all those who have truly sought after God in discerning him to be love, wisdom, and power. And we have sort of worked at this in the reverse direction today, considering first I am the name of power, and then the wisdom, loving wisdom of the heart. And now the divine love itself expressed in the work of Jesus. If I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. It is the very nature of God to give himself away in love for the sake of creation. The whole of creation comes to be because of this self-giving. And so those who express God's nature in their own lives are those who are able, one way or another, to mirror this self-giving in love, which is the nature of the divine. And this, in a sense, are we all called to do, human beings made in the image of I am, and bearing in our own small way his name. Well, now there is an incredible ambiguity and paradox in this curious saying. It doesn't reveal itself all at once. And once again, one requires a little excursion into the Old Testament. Guess where? Isaiah 40 to 55. Actually, in Isaiah 52, where we have part of the revelation, I think one might call it, of the suffering servant, a conception so difficult, and yet this is the text which more than any other stands as a background to the loving self-giving of Jesus. And it is a text, perhaps we might just remember, that this same Philip found the Ethiopian eunuch reading in his chariot going south through the troubled Gaza Strip. Who is this servant? No, perhaps, simple answer to that question. But it is an extraordinary passage from the second Isaiah. Behold, my servant shall deal wisely. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. And then the very next verse, like as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. And then a few verses later on, the great words which Handel took for the centre of his Messiah. He was despised and rejected. Lifted up, cast down, but the idea of a servant being lifted up is already paradoxical to start with. Servants are not there to be lifted up and exalted. Servants are there to do a servant's job, which is lowly. A servant being lifted up sets up sort of vibrations. What's going on here? Well, we can't penetrate, and we don't need to penetrate. But we have certain clues, and those clues seem to take shape. The shape which they take is the shape of the cross. Sheer self-giving in love, that really is what the cross is all about. And this is the power which draws. I will draw all men unto me. With loving kindness, said Jeremiah, I have drawn thee. The love flows out and reflows. There's another great teacher, Gilbert Shaw, was so fond of saying, the flow and reflow of God's love. This is the divine heartbeat. This is the great loving flux of the divine I Am. This is the reason and purpose for the whole creation and the ingathering, ultimately, of the creation being drawn into him. Gather to me my loyal servants, my saints, says the psalmist in Psalm 50. Those who by sacrifice made a covenant with me. The loving self-giving in sacrifice is part and parcel of the whole process. Let's put away our own thoughts and hear this word spoken in our minds. If I be lifted up, will draw all unto me. I, lifted up, will draw all unto me. There were three uplifted things in the Bible, and the idea that lie behind the saying. The king himself was uplifted, probably physically, at his coronation. The Ark of the Covenant was uplifted to be carried in procession with great triumph and shouting. And then the serpent was uplifted by Moses in the wilderness, and Jesus makes specific reference to that as he thinks of his own uplifting. As the Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The serpent is uplifted to provide healing, a symbol of healing. The other two are symbols of the triumph of God's reign. And as I was reflecting on this saying, I had a picture in my mind of our own royal family appearing on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, you know, after a royal event, and seeing them not as the cameras see them, zooming in, those alarming and sometimes embarrassing close-ups, but as the people see them naturally, rather small and far away, but lifted up, and a flow and reflow of love, if one looks upon it idealistically, and what it all stands for, then there is the symbol of the stability of the nation, and the love expressed by the sovereign for the people, by the people for the sovereign. Just a little sort of cameo picture, but very, very little compared with the outflow of the superabundant love of God flowing out continually and eternally, and then drawing the whole of creation back by the power of that love. But we must bring this to our own level, and as we come to this so-called decade of evangelization or evangelism, whichever you call it, then we must think seriously about how Jesus is to be lifted up in recognizable form, rather than the uplifting of the church or any other organization. It really will be quite a problem for us to address ourselves to, and yet there it is, it must be so. He must be lifted up. We don't have that drawing power. He does. And St. Paul, in no uncertain terms, makes the same point when he says he preached Christ crucified, foolishness and stumbling block though it was, that is the converting power. I will draw all unto me if I be lifted up, because, of course, that love of I am incarnate is in total conformity and obedience to the loving will of I am. I can do nothing of mine own self, Jesus said. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Not mine own, but his. Let us now receive in the second silence this word into our hearts.
If I be lifted up,
will draw all men to myself. I, lifted up, will draw all to myself. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. I can conceive no better justification, in a sense, than that saying for the work of the fellowship, both corporately and individually, for by receiving the words of I am, we seek the conformity to the will of I am. The more deeply we are able to receive these words, the more closely we shall be able to conform, and therefore the more he, and not us, will be lifted up. But perhaps we need to remember that too often we do get in the way, and by our own sort of pride and egocentricity, so that we still fall to the temptation of wanting to have ourselves exalted rather than I am. So that is a difficulty. Well, let us face up to it. Let us acknowledge it. And just before we begin our intercessions, let us hear that word spoken to us after we have identified perhaps some particular moment when we ourselves have sought our own glorification, really, not in the spirit of I am at all, but in order that we should be ourselves enhanced. If that does happen, of course, it is always at his expense, which is a pity. So let us face up to that in the next few moments and hear the words spoken to our egocentricity, the word which exalts him rather than ourselves. We may perhaps visualize a moment when we have sought the praise of others just to boost ourselves, but we recall immediately the divine word. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. You leaders in Central America, in Southern America, you leaders in the Middle East, especially you in Israel, both Palestinian and Jewish, I, if I be lifted up, will draw all unto me. All you tempted to violence in social and political life, especially you, members of the IRA, Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer. Father, we thank you for all your unsearchable riches, which pour forth from you as light from the sun, whether received, ignored, or rejected. We offer to you, insofar as we are able, ourselves, our souls and bodies, all that we are, have, and do, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.